always great to catch up with the man, the voice of the state track and field meet, and our good buddy McCook High School alum and KICX alum. That's probably the most important one right there. It's KICX alum of the back in the day, Mr. Rich Broderson. And this guy's running on fumes today because full day for you, buddy. Yesterday, Big Ten tournament going on. First game, last game, track in between. You didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
No, only a few winks, but, you know, I'm appreciating what good sleep can help you with, and not having it. But, you know, I don't know. I think I'm just on pure adrenaline, just excited about what's all happening right now. It's just a great time of the year. And also, you know, the pageantry and the amazing competition at state track is just, you know, gets you going every day.
You're right. You're going around on a lot of coffee this morning already, aren't you?
I am. You know, hey, this is the number one elixir that keeps me rolling. But yeah, you know, I utilize everything in my power to kind of give me a little more caffeine push and get me ready to go over the finish line.
Kind of tough when you got two big events in the same city that you're involved in. That Big Ten tournament's awfully good, and of course, everybody knows state track is awesome. But when you got to do both, today you're just track only, aren't you?
Yep, today just track only. But yeah, the last 2 years that it's, you know, because the high school calendar does a rotation about every, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and. And the NCAA calendar always stays, especially with baseball, always into Memorial Day weekend. Well, last 2 years, they overlapped. And my hat's off, and also very grateful for, you know, the Big Ten folks as well as the NSAA to allow me to do both and work a schedule out that I can accomplish both those things and be part of it.
Of course, you got a great partner over there in Scott who does a phenomenal job. He picked up the pace when you were gone yesterday. He's phenomenal too, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, Scott is – I've been with him for – oh, boy, it's in the teens now. And Scott has been tremendous in everything he does. We work wrestling together, but with the wealth of knowledge that he has, his talents and what he can provide, it allows me to be able to do this. And, you know, if we were still in the old format of state track, the 3-day affair, there's no way I could do it. Mm-hmm. But with the two-day format, I'm able to do it.
Now, everybody's asking. I had a few people ask me yesterday how many years for you. Is this his first state track? 20-something, right?
This would be number 20.
Okay.
Yep, straight up. Time flies. It's fleeting. You know, I just wrapped up my 33rd year doing state basketball. And then I just, you know, I just need to go back and count up the years just to make sure where I'm at. But it's been a great ride. And the NSA has been very, very, very nice to me and allowed me to do what I enjoy to do. And just hope it continues on for many years from now.
What do you think of day one of A and B yesterday?
Oh, I thought it was fabulous. You know, we had it was a little chilly, but not that bad. And I think the conditions warranted some good performances, and you saw it. I think we had around 6 to 7 records that were broken yesterday, and I think there'll be more today. Just the competition all around has just been amazing, especially in the last 3 to 4 years. Boy, I was talking to Scott, my partner, you know, we go into this and we're like, you know, how many we're going to get. That 1 year, we had over 40 records broken in all, I mean, that's all four classes. And I'm just like, the talent is just getting better year in and year out.
You guys had prep time. I didn't realize that's something we haven't talked about before. You guys get together beforehand and prep and names and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, we've done our prep work all the years, right? You always have to have things ready to go. But the funny thing is, it's only year number two that it takes you so long to finally realize good things to do. And now we'll pick up the heat sheets on the Friday before the meet, which is right after districts. And then we go to Scott's house and we just sit down, and it takes a full day. And we just go through and we get everything done, knocked out the day, so we're not doing up last minute before the day of the track meet. So.
All right. Okay, looking forward to hearing the voice once again for the next couple of days. And in the meantime, your work with UNK, you're still doing a lot of that too, aren't you?
Yep, still working for the University of Nebraska Foundation, based in Kearney, not Lincoln, but we're all one family, the university system. And So I'm still doing that. What makes me happy is I'm still working for the UNK side of things, and been associated with UNK as a student and a worker for, can you believe it, I'm wrapping up my 36th year in Kearney. And just time, it's, you know, when you're having a great time, time goes quick, and that's what's happening right now.
I'm sure you get 1,000 questions on your first year with Nebraska volleyball, being the PA voice. I mean, I bet that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, I am like a kid in a candy store. I was very, very, very honored to be asked, and number two, to be able to be part of that journey last year. What a great year, what great talent, what great staff that I work with. Great people all around, and I'm just hoping for a bigger and better year this year.
Family's doing a good. We talked a little bit about your mom, Mike, Michelle, all those folks. Mom's a few health things right now, but Carol's still going strong, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. As everybody says, the older we get, we always got a couple more clinks in the old engine. And I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's doing well. And Mom keeps me on my toes. And I won't say much about Mike just because of Mike. No, he's doing great. Michelle's doing well down in Oklahoma. Everybody, just another year in our armor, and here we go. And we're the Brodersons are still rocking.
That's terrific. Well, you're one of many McCookites here. We talked to Nate yesterday. We got you. I know a lot of workers are here, and the Hainer boys and the Lions coming down and help. And a lot of McCook Bison folks are involved with State Track, aren't they?
There is. And, you know, it's all because of the history of the sport that's in McCook. The good people that are very dedicated, you know. I mean, when you got old Coach Gum up there working the shot put, you know, that's pretty, you know, you just can't take the sport away from them. Then they want to find something to do. And you know what? They know the sport. They have the institutional knowledge of it. Why not utilize them? And I'm glad they got the passion to come down there. It's all based on volunteerism, and it's pretty amazing. I just kind of like, you know, I look around this track right now with you, Rich. You know, we got to get a couple more McCook banners up there on the fence.
Yes.
Those are some of the great days of my time running track and field for McCook, and being there with Coach Gum, Coach Lortz, Mooring, Rasmussen, you name the whole crew. There, it's just good people.
Yeah, I can't forget about Coach Rass. We're going to talk to him here sometime this next day or so with the High School Hall of Fame. He does a great job with that over there.
Yeah, you know, just matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, ran into Mike at the Hall of Fame, and it's just amazing the time and knowledge that he has put into that building. I mean, he's put a lot of work into it to get to where it is today, along with a lot of other people. And when Mike wraps up here soon with it, you know, he's going to leave a pretty good legacy at the Hall of Fame. And what a great thing to preserve the memories and the history of the high school sports.
Always great to catch up, man. You do a great job, and folks can't wait to hear that voice booming. And got some great races next couple of days, don't you?
Yep, you're going to have a great one. You know, we're just going to cross our fingers with Mother Nature, especially with C&D. I think A&B will get in here okay, but you know what? That's part of out an outdoor sporting event. You take what Mother Nature brings you, and try to do the best we can and provide a best opportunity for these student athletes to achieve their goals and their accomplishments in that too. But hey, you know, you talk about me, you come here, listen to me. Rich, it's always a pleasure to come to McCook and turn on 96.1 and hear you in the morning and say, this is Rich on Open Line. And I'm like, oh, there are some things you cannot change, and I just love that. And you're an institution there, pal.
I appreciate that. Now, the Pro-Am's coming up here pretty soon. Are you get a chance to come back for that very much anymore?
Well, I would love to. You know, usually when, remember the old format, it was a two-day format, and I was able to sometimes get away and do it. But it's always on the same weekend as a Shrine Bowl, and we have our UNK Blue and Gold Golf Classic, and sometimes I got to work and do that. So I it's been kind of hit and miss if I can get down there. Always would like to do that. Obviously, when you got an event that kind of has a little history with Ron Coleman and that family, and my dad and and our family, always like to go back and support that.
Keep up the good work, man.
You too, my friend.